Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics, lessons on managing your supply from a big retailer, how your job could be making you more intelligent, and the city drawing attention as possibly the next hot startup hub. Well, small businesses can take a lesson from Toys R Us when it comes to customer satisfaction. Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner says more than a decade after it was acquired in a leveraged buyout, the retailer is still struggling with a chronic problem, running out of goods during the holidays. But there's a plan to change that. Maybe small businesses can borrow a page from the new strategy and how it's implemented. Suzanne, what is it?
Well, the idea is to have the shelves stocked with more goods. So when you walk in a store, the shelves don't look picked over and half empty. And, you know, the thinking is that it's more appealing to shop in a store that looks, as the CEO of Toys R Us describes it, full and chunky rather than sort of, half empty.
Got it. All right. So has this been a problem for Toys R Us?
Well, they have in past seasons had trouble with running out of goods, especially during the peak holiday season. And, you know, for them, being in stock is even more important than, let's say, a Walmart or a Target. Because if you go to Walmart and they don't have the toy you want, you might end up buying something else there. But if you go to Toys R Us and they don't have the toy, it sort of ruins their whole image as the go-to place for toys.
Interesting. All right. But I think, as you point out, Toys R Us is kind of doing the opposite of what others are doing in terms of perhaps slimming down, right?
Right. Walmart's taken a lot of products off its shelves, is trying to sort of, slim down, reduce inventory, sort of have a leaner look about it. And you see other retailers like Macy's, for instance, which has too much inventory and is going to be stuck discounting heavily to clear goods. So, all too often retailers sort of struggle with the opposite problem, where they have too much on their shelves and they can't get rid of it. Toys R Us has the opposite. The opposite problem is no less detrimental because, according to one study, being out of stock can cost retailers in total something like $634 billion in sales each year.
We're speaking with Suzanne Kapner, Wall Street Journal reporter. Her piece is called Struggling Toys R Us Tries Fuller Stores. Goodness. All right, so you mentioned this was a chronic problem for Toys R Us. How come from one year to the next they couldn't manage that or change it?
Well, in the past, their systems told them if a store had three items in stock, then they were in stock. But really, someone could just walk into a store and buy those three Barbie dolls, and all of a sudden they were out of stock, which meant they were out of stock a lot. So they have now developed this algorithm that measures the velocity, the sales velocity of an item per week, and it also looks at the amount of products a shelf can hold, and it does some kind of mathematical equation to come up with sort of the right amount of product, and it turns out the stores actually need to have more product than they've been holding.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. Well, as you know, work is often stressful and tiring, but could your job also be making you smarter? Wall Street Journal writer Sue Schellenbarger says it's possible. She's been looking at new studies by neuroscientists. It's something small business owners and employees should think about. Sue, what are we learning?
We know from research that practicing or training in cognitive ability can actually improve your performance. If you really work hard at certain tasks, for example, you'll improve your working memory or your ability to switch tasks. Certain jobs have the same impact if you're really engaged, if your job is really challenging, if it's rewarding, and you constantly are progressing to higher skill levels. So in a sense, a job can provide practice that improves your skills. I think we see this all the time with athletes.
Right. All right, so I thought the one point was interesting too, and I think this ties into sports as well, is that you work at tasks that are difficult enough that you make some mistakes.
This is one of the beauties of a great workplace, right? If we have a job that's just hard enough that we're stretching and failing sometimes, and we have to get up, dust ourselves off, and try again, we will get better because we have to stretch, and it keeps us on our toes. A good manager will put this kind of opportunity in front of subordinates all the time.
How about that? We're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Her piece is called How Your Job Can Make You Smarter. All right, what else is part of this?
Well, I think you have to have a job that is continually challenging, and not only that you're goofing sometimes, but you have to be on your toes mentally. One of the interesting things I learned was that teachers, for example, tend to keep their cognitive skills sharp later in life than do computer programmers. You would think that a programmer with a high level of technical skill would really stay sharp cognitively, but what happens to teachers is that they work in a very stimulating environment with other people, constant conversation, constantly responding, and this tends to keep them on their toes, even though their skill set might seem fixed in comparison with a programmer. Wow. Programmers, on the other hand, might just, you know, hole away in the cubicle and not have as much stimulation, which lets those cognitive skills grow dull in time.
Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Coming up next, the city claiming to be the next big hub for startups.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Finally today, look who's building a nice profile as a popular place for startups. Inc.com has a story profiling Albuquerque, New Mexico. Scorpius Technologies raised $19 million. There's also Lavu, a high-tech iPad point-of-sale software company, which recently raised $15 million. Inc. says there's been an improvement and increase in the amount of resources to attract and retain entrepreneurs. The U.S. Census Bureau says New Mexico is the state with the fourth highest percent increase in the number of startups in the state from 2013 to 2014. Here's how Albuquerque did it. First, access to some of the most innovative minds in the country, thanks to Los Alamos Laboratory, the organization, of course, that built the first atomic weapon in the U.S. Number two, in the past 2 years, five accelerators have opened their doors, including ABQID, Creative Startups, and Hotepreneurs, which focuses on women-led startups. And third, Assistance Beyond the Borders. Last year, the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City announced a pilot partnership with the city of Albuquerque to improve conditions for entrepreneurs. There's now a grant program which awards money to groups that assist startups. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll be right back.